Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia does not have parole for most prisoners, but under a law passed in 2022, it could award good time credits to those who obey the rules behind bars and take courses to prepare for release. The Youngkin administration blocked implementation, but this year, in negotiations with the General Assembly, the governor agreed to give inmates 15 days off their sentence for each 30 days served. The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia had sued over the delay. Now, spokesman Chris Kaiser says they're pleased to see so many men and women preparing for reunions with their families.
We don't have an exact number, but we anticipate it will be in the hundreds July 1st, and then a lot more as the years go on.
Once released, he adds, former inmates will have to adapt to life on the outside and may face some big challenges.
Jobs and housing are two of the big ones.
Also taking effect July 1st, a law that allows the parole board to free people who committed crimes before parole was abolished and elderly inmates who pose no threat to society. That could be done with 3 of 4 votes. By law, the board's supposed to have 5 members, with 4 required to parole prisoners, but Governor Youngkin has failed to appoint a 5th member to the board. I'm Sandy Houseman.